Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Top of the morning, KBOI News Time, 8:39. Special guest in the KBOI studios this morning. And a special thing coming up Friday night, October 21st, and it will be at the Riverside Hotel's Grand Ballroom, a Beatles tribute concert featuring Rooftop Revolution. And it's all to benefit Chase Away the Clouds. And the founder of Chase Away the Clouds, Barbara Johnson, is here with us today. Good morning.
Good morning. Nice to be here. Thank you for having me.
Chase Away the Clouds. Yeah. What is that?
Chase Away the Clouds was born, if you want to say it that way, out of a need for adult cancer patients who need to travel 25 miles or more to the Treasure Valley to undergo cancer treatment.
This would be a place where they can stay.
Then. This will be a cost-free residence where they can stay, and they can have a caregiver with them or a spouse. And it'll be a nurturing and welcoming place and really hopefully a place that you and I and our loved ones will never have to use because we won't experience cancer.
Yeah, with any luck. So it's actually similar to the Ronald McDonald House.
It's exactly like...
But it's for adults.
Exactly like a Ronald McDonald House, cost-free.
How did you get involved?
I became involved because I'm a cancer survivor. And one day during treatment, one of the nurses asked me if I knew of a place where people could stay. And she had in mind a gentleman from Mountain Home. Now, can you imagine going for radiation for seven and a half weeks, going back and forth to Mountain Home after radiation? And so I said, no, I didn't. So I went out to all the hotels hoping they would give me a room just once a year, donate a room.
Sure.
Nope, that didn't work. And then I became familiar with the American Cancer Society, and I was really excited because they have what they call Hope Lodges. But if you look at where they have 31 of the Hope Lodges, none of them are in the West.
Is that the reason, because you're a cancer survivor, is that the reason this is so important to you, this event?
That is important to me. You know, I feel like everything in life happens for a reason, and I'm actually grateful that I had cancer because I never would have known that people needed this help. And being a former educator, your goal is to help at least one child. If you help one child, you've made a difference. Well, if we have the cancer house and we save one person's life because they had treatment where they would have foregone treatment, then we've accomplished God's mission.
Interesting name, Chase Away the Clouds. How did you decide on that?
That took a lot of work thinking about a motto or a name for the organization, and then we actually developed a phone number too. That's 890 home. So everything just takes time, and thankfully I think I can look back and I. You know, you ask me, why is this important to me? I can see that everything in my life has led to this time, to retirement, to getting cancer 3 weeks after retirement, to understanding that God has all of us here for a purpose and a reason, and I've been given this to do.
It's a great name for the band, the Rooftop Revolution, you know, referring to the last time the Beatles actually played live anywhere was, you know, on the roof of the Abbey Road Studios.
That's true.
And, are you a particular Beatles fan? Are you a huge fan of their music?
I wasn't a huge fan of the Beatles. My passion is Neil Diamond. But after being involved with this, I downloaded all their music, and they were very talented gentlemen.
All right, this is going to be on Friday, the concert with Rooftop Revolution. How do people get tickets? Where does the money go?
Tickets can be purchased through brownpapertickets.com. And the price is only $25. And that actually includes an opportunity to win an original unused Beatles concert ticket from their very final concert together mm-hmm. in San Francisco at Candlestick Park 50 years ago. It's hermetically sealed. As I told you, it was given to me by a former student maybe 46 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I would never part with a gift from a student, so you know how special that is for me to give up. The Cancer House means the world to me because it means the world to people.
Yeah, it was August 29th, 1966, their last scheduled performance.
Yes.
Before the one on the rooftop.
Yes,
so that's exactly. That's pretty fun. You're kind of, you got both concerts involved there. What's the projected date for having this house?
We're hoping to announce that we have a piece of property by mm-hmm. a very well-known gentleman in Nampa, and he has promised us a piece of property. And we also have builders on board who are willing to build for free. We have an architect, Randy Haverfield, who's also on the city council that helps, and a retired pastor, Jim Vogel. And they all know builders and people who are willing to make this happen.
Mm-hmm. If somebody wants to get involved, maybe they can't necessarily go to the concert on Friday night, but they would like to get involved with your organization. How can they do that?
Oh, that would be wonderful. You can email us at chaseawaythecloud.yahoo. Or you can call us at area code 208, of course, 890-HOME, which is 4663. And we would like to encourage everybody to buy their tickets online. We will be selling them at the door, mm-hmm. but it would benefit people to buy them early so they don't get left out.
Okay, Barbara, thanks for sharing your story with us today. Good luck with the Chase Away the Clouds organization, with getting the house going and with a concert on Friday night.
Thank you so much. It will happen. It's God's work.
All right. Barbara Johnson, KBOI News Time, 8:45. Time to check right now traffic, brought to you by Cloverdale Plumbing. There's never a right time for a plumbing emergency. Thankfully, Cloverdale offers round-the-clock plumbers. Go to CloverdalePlumbing.com. They'll be there. Here's Ron.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 10, listen to Rush on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Thanks to Barb Johnson, and good luck with her program coming up Friday. We're going to get to the debate on the other side of the news at the top of the hour, but this story may have or may not have something to do with the debates, with the fact that there is a contentious presidential election going on now, and that is the ratings for the National Football League. They are down a ton. It's an election year. That wasn't the entire company line, but the impact of the dramatic presidential election cycle, certainly a prevailing sentiment, as NFL owners met yesterday for their quarterly meeting and assessed the league's unusual dip in TV ratings. They're down like 11%.
Which is a ton of money for the NFL.
Yes, it is. What do you think? Why are they down? Assuming these results aren't rigged.
Okay.
I mean, you know.
I guess we could bring up Colin Kaepernick, because there are people, a lot of them, who tweeted shortly after Colin Kaepernick episode that they were simply going to, unless the NFL fined him or told him he was doing the wrong thing, that they were going to boycott the NFL. And I didn't think people would really do it, because, I mean, when you really want to watch football, you do. But apparently a lot of people have.
Yeah.
That might not be the only reason. There could be other things as well.
NFL said it's muddied water right now. You've got, obviously, the debates going on, one of them directly against a TV night. Atlanta Falcons owner Arthur Blank told USA Today Sports, you have the debates, you have the Donald Trump show. There's a lot of commotion right now. It's pretty hard to figure out what's real and what's not. The first debate, which ran opposite of the Falcons-New Orleans Saints Monday night game, drew a record 84 million viewers. The second debate, coinciding with the New York Giants-Green Bay Sunday night game, had 69 million viewers.
Mm-hmm.
Right there
yeah.
are two major events taking away viewers.
Good point. I remember that particular night. I taped one and watched the other.
Yeah.
You know, but ended up watching both the ball game and the debate. But apparently a lot of people just chose.
Yeah. The debates represent just the biggest of several suspected factors. Tom Brady served four games in Deflategate jail. Peyton Manning retired.
Mm-hmm.
The younger generation is increasingly watching games or clips, as you said,
right,
streamed to mobile devices. They don't watch a whole game anymore. Most of the teams send out whenever they score now. And you get to see the scoring plays.
Yeah, exactly.
Too many penalties, unappealing primetime matchups, et cetera, et cetera.
There's a Twitter account that sometimes I follow during a Redskins game, and they simply tweet every play.
Yeah, yeah. Then there are the protests, as you said, the national anthem protests by players ignited by San Francisco 49er quarterback Colin Kaepernick. His mission to raise awareness about police brutality and social justice inequalities that victimize African Americans has been a polarizing debate of its own on the NFL's grand stage. People watch football, a lot of people, all people watch football as kind of an escapism thing.
Right.
It's a thing to get away from the worries of the day and the problems of the world.
The news
and this
in
and
particular.
That, the news in particular.
Yeah.
And if there's news on it, a lot of people simply are not happy.
Well, you remember last Super Bowl, what seemed like a fairly simple thing, you know, and I didn't even notice the significance. There was a Beyonce performance at halftime of the Super Bowl.
Right.
And she came out and she and her backup dancers were dressed in black. Well, I didn't think anything about it, but apparently they were supposed to be evoking remembrances of the Black Panthers.
Black Panthers, yeah.
And so that was sort of a protest as well. And an awful lot of people complained about it. I mean, there were others that complained that Coldplay. They complained.
Yeah, Coldplay.
A lot of people complained that Coldplay was there because they thought, why would you put Coldplay and Beyonce together? You know,
yeah.
Not necessary.
No.
But there were plenty of people who just, you know, thought, well, the Super Bowl is the place for fun.
Yeah. So it's down. Last year, NFL games represented 63 of the 100 highest TV shows. Not going to happen this year. KBOI News Time, 8:56, final debate coming up tonight. You can hear it right here. We'll talk about it after a news break at the top of the hour.
The presidential debate stage is set in Las Vegas. I'm Evan Haining. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton will face off for the third and final time tonight.
While most say they want to hear more policy and less mudslinging, they also believe both candidates will wind up in the mud. Clinton, when pushed far enough, will go after Trump's temperament and alleged sexual misconduct. Trump, after Clinton's email scandal and stamina. But University of Nevada, Las Vegas professor Jacob Thompson says he believes the GOP candidate will not stop with just that.
I think he will literally throw everything in the kitchen sink, ranging from more talk of accusers against Bill Clinton to Breitbart-type conspiracy theories.
Among Trump's guests tonight will be the Kenyan-born half-brother of President Obama, and among Clinton's will be billionaire Mark Cuban. Jim Roop, Las Vegas.
Fiat Chrysler is recalling more than 200,000 Jeep Wrangler SUVs because airbags may not inflate in a crash. Well, home construction fell 9% in September. Right now, the Dow is up 75 points, the S&P up 7. I'm Evan Haining. Iraqi and Kurdish forces are hammering ISIS in an effort to liberate the city of Mosul. Correspondent Clarissa Ward.
They're trying to tire out the militants by bombarding them throughout the night. We've also been hearing them bombarding them throughout the day as well before they go and try to push on in to take that town.
Some arrests and 12 injuries in the Philippines when anti-American protests outside the U.S. Embassy in Manila turned violent. Correspondent Alexandra Field reports.
A police van accelerating, backing up into the throng of people, and then moving forward, trampling some people in the crowd. At least one person caught under the wheels of that van.
The lower house of Russia's parliament has unanimously approved President Vladimir Putin's move to suspend a deal with the United States on the disposal of weapons-grade plutonium. Putin cited unfriendly actions by the U.S. as his reason for backing out of the agreement. I'm Evan Haining.
If you're talking about it,
it's always about the money. Everything else is just conversation.
We're talking about it.
No excuses. Just find a way to get it done.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
We are back. Debate night This is like the third fight between Muhammad Ali and Joe Frazier.
Mm-hmm, a little bit. Down goes Clinton, whatever, Trump, whoever.
Yeah, exactly. Donald Trump's path to the presidency has narrowed in recent weeks, according to Fox News, amid campaign trail controversy, with the latest Fox News electoral ratings showing reliably red states coming into play, a trend that only ups the pressure on the Republican nominee to tilt the race in tonight's debate.
Mm-hmm.
And the debate tonight, moderated by Fox News' Chris Wallace, will mark the last face-off between Trump and Clinton.
During the first debate, people said that Lester Holt had no control because the candidates interrupted at will, and whenever they asked for, let me make another statement, he just went ahead and let them do it. The second debate, Anderson Cooper and can't think of her name, but the other individual, they had a little more control, but not very much. And what we've been promised for tonight is that Chris Wallace will have, it'll be completely different than the first two debates.
He's kind of a take charge guy.
And he will take charge and have more control over the length of their responses and things like that.
Here's what I favor. Red light at 10 seconds. And then the mics go off.
And the mic's dead at zero.
Yeah.
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 Well, and...
Or 15 or whatever you agree on.
Well, were you the one, Todd, that...
Todd says give them a countdown.
Well, yeah.
That's what a red light is.
Also, if they go over their time, an electric shock, wasn't it you that said that?
Yeah.
Okay. No, I didn't say that, but
one of those dog collars.
Somebody had messaged you and suggested that.
Okay, yeah. All right.
Yeah. Both candidates dealing with their share of controversies, Trump... And let's not talk about this tonight. Trump facing multiple allegations of groping dating back decades.
Okay. We've heard
everything we're going to hear.
The six subjects that we have for tonight, they chose six subjects, which I would have been six. I wish had been just six simple issues about the future of the country.
Planks in your platform.
And nothing else.
Yeah.
But they have six issues, and they have five of them are, you know, issues about the future of the country. And the sixth one is whether or not each of the candidates is fit to be president, which I think we know from debates one and two that neither of them thinks the other is.
Yeah, Trump's going to say, yeah, I'm fit. She's not.
Yeah, and
Clinton's going to say, yeah, I'm fit. He's not.
Exactly.
Yeah. And the Trump thing, of course, Clinton, rather, embarrassing revelations from leaked emails, and now the allegation in an FBI file that a top State Department official offered a quid pro quo.
Yeah.
With the Bureau to alter a Clinton server emails classification.
Yeah.
So.
What I would love from each of them, give me, and no interruptions, no argument. Each of you give me 5 minutes on the economy and what you're planning to do and what will that do and how long will it take.
Yeah.
And then each of you give me 5 minutes on foreign policy and what are you going to do and how long will that take, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. 5 minutes on immigration. Five minutes on taxes.
Prioritize.
5 minutes on Social Security.
Seriously, prioritize the issues and then go as long as you can.
Yeah.
You know, getting as many answers as possible. But, you know, if they're going to do the whole thing about she did this and he did that and she's a liar and should be in prison and, you know, and he's a rapist or whatever. I mean, you know,
we've heard it all.
Yeah.
We've
already heard all that. It's been on the news every single day. And
let's move on to something relevant.
Not that much about the actual issues has been in the news lately. It's all been about either emails or videotapes of stuff that Trump did in the past.
Trump's poll numbers have taken a bigger hit than Clinton's, and the latest Fox News electoral scoreboard reflects this in a significant shift. The scoreboard shows the rating for Texas being changed from solid Republican to lean Republican, L-E-A-N. Trump still appears to have the advantage, his lead over Clinton is now in single digits.
All right, so it just means he's got a much smaller lead.
Yeah, lean lead. Kind of an odd word to use.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
Yeah. Texas has not voted Democrat since 1976. Last week, a poll released by the Texas Lyceum showed Trump leading Clinton 39-32 among likely voters. The combination of the slow march of demographic change and Trump's rhetoric appears to have made Texas's registered voter pool more Democrat than we have seen in previous races, said the Texas Lyceum's research director.
It does make you wonder, you know, from 4 years ago.
Yeah.
From the presidential election 4 years ago, how many states will be a different color on the map?
The night of this election. Now they're calling them purple.
Well,
right?
a lot of them are purple because they're just about half red and half white.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not half red and half white, but half red and half blue.
Yeah.
Half red and half white would be like what, pink?
Yeah. Half red and half blue. Or just red.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Nearly every major newspaper has backed the Democrat. Just one factor fueling Trump's claims that the media are rigging the election. Mm-hmm. Is that helping or hurting him?
It could be a little of both.
I do not like him saying that.
There are plenty of people who don't like the media and think the media have always been biased. And I think those people will listen to that and they'll say, well, I'm going to support him because clearly if the media doesn't like him, he's my kind of guy. And then there are others who will say, oh, no, that's not true. You're just making allegations because you think you're going to lose.
Yeah. Trump also says allegations by numerous women against him are false. The media are in a feeding frenzy.
And there again, that's something that, I mean, it would be fantastic if you could simply take everybody at their word, him included and Hillary Clinton included and everybody who testifies to anything included. But there's always somebody who's not telling the truth.
Or maybe nobody's telling the truth.
Maybe nobody is. Maybe it's all the truth, but we're not going to find out because most of these things that they're talking about happened a long time ago. Now, in the case of Hillary Clinton, there are government records to back up just about everything she's ever done, good or bad. And I'm going to emphasize or bad because that's probably what you'll hear about tonight. But with Trump, a lot of it is just, you know, somebody coming forward and it's a he said, she said thing. I don't like to think that there are people
who would
allege that they were, sexually molested if they weren't. On the other hand,
well, especially to somebody like Trump, who has lawyers enough to sue your shorts off.
Mm-hmm.
According to the latest Fox News ratings, if Clinton won all the solid and lean Democrat states, she would have 307 electoral votes, well over the 270 needed to win. We'll talk more about the debate, more about the latest polls, and more about what we can expect to see tonight.
Well, and I'll give you suggestions here of five things that Trump maybe should do tonight.
All right. 9:15. We'll be back.
Remember, you are listening to Idaho Talks Live on 670 KBOI.
.920 KBOI rewards code final. FINAL, who will pass their finals?
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, final, Trump or Clinton.
Final debate, if we could only believe that.
Yeah. All right, give me five. Give me five things that Donald Trump should talk about tonight.
Well, this is in USA Today. Number one is decide whether to be the issues Trump or the take no prisoners Trump. During the campaign, Trump has oscillated between issue-oriented speeches and slam-bang rallies in which he accuses Hillary and Bill Clinton of all kinds of misbehavior. In recent days, he has ramped up charges that critics, including the media, are trying to rig the election against him. The more aggressive Trump showed up at the last debate, along with a few of Bill Clinton's past accusers invited by the Trump campaign in St. Louis on October 9th, generating what was perhaps the nastiest debate in presidential history. Will the showdown in Las Vegas be worse? Do you think there's any chance there will be more slinging of charges?
Yeah, I'm afraid there will be.
In this one.
I'm afraid there will be. I hope there's not. I want to find out some issue-oriented stuff.
Yeah. The second suggestion is address women directly. Trump will likely be called upon to defend himself against claims by more than a dozen women who have accused him of unwanted sexual advances. There's also the recording made public earlier this month in which Trump talks about how he can grab, grope, and kiss women because he's a celebrity. And actually, that came out before the last debate, so they've already talked about that
once. Yeah, let's not bring that back up.
As a result, the Republican nominee's approval ratings with women, which were never terribly high to begin with, have dipped even more in recent days.
17% more women favor Hillary, 9% more men favor Trump.
Trump needs to use this debate to improve his standing among female voters. because they make up more than half of the electorate, and that would just be smart not to make them mad.
Yep.
That includes female Republicans who could put traditionally red states in play for Hillary Clinton if they defect in large enough numbers. I don't know. Most of the Republican women I've heard from have still said that they don't like some of the things Trump says, but they would rather his policies be implemented in the next 4 years than Hillary Clinton's.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
Now, number three, simple, act presidential. This is Trump's last chance to pass the presidential threshold test in front of a television audience of tens of millions. And you and I talked about that. It's about acting cool.
Yeah.
No matter what somebody says to you.
Gotta be cool under pressure to be president.
Yeah, no matter what somebody accuses you of doing, you have to play it cool.
Yep.
Okay. And that looks presidential because you don't get too excited and, you know, fly off the handle. He must prove he has the knowledge and the temperament to be president and commander in chief. Attributes voters or some voters have expressed doubts about that after the first two debates.
Yep.
The New York businessman has never held public office, and his lack of familiarity with the challenges of the job have become somewhat apparent. One of the scheduled debate topics is fitness to be president, and Trump needs to rise to that challenge. And as I said, I don't think that even ought to be one of the topics, because all that will be is, you know, him saying that she's not fit to be president and her saying that he's not fit to be president. Now,
yeah, we've heard that before.
Number four,
let's move on.
It's not just about her. Trump needs to get beyond attacking Clinton and Bill Clinton as well. He needs to talk about what he would do as president and what kind of vision he would bring to the presidency. And he needs to do so eloquently. Look for Trump to talk more about issues such as his new proposed political ethics reforms. That would be fun. Another scheduled debate topic should be in Trump's wheelhouse, and that's immigration, which didn't surface at all during the first two debates, interestingly enough, even though it's been a huge issue.
They're too busy yelling at each other.
And number five, this kind of goes along with being presidential, avoid a big blow-up. Trump has expressed deep anger on the campaign as the allegations against him have mounted. They don't make much difference with his supporters, obviously, but angry outbursts would not play well on a nationally televised debate stage, especially with those few people who still may be undecided.
Yeah.
Trump needs to be cool, calm, and collected as he debates the Democrat seeking to be the first female president, a rival who has questioned his very stability.
So he's been the one doing most of the interrupting. He's also been the one asked the most argumentative, would you put it, questions?
And that's the case. They don't ask each candidate the same question and say, okay, same question to you, different answer. They keep just asking them different things, and then they let the other one interrupt. And it seems like you're right. When Trump interrupts Hillary Clinton more than she interrupts him, but so far in the first two debates, the moderators have interrupted Trump more than they've interrupted Clinton.
Yeah.
Quite a few times more.
Yeah, true. Is that because he talks over when they say time's up? Or is that because...
I think it's because
they ask him more...
something he says they don't agree with, and so they ask him a follow-up question about it.
And then they tell him he's out of time.
And generally in mid-sentence, yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. Those are the five things Trump should do. Do you have Clinton's?
We'll get them.
All right. It's 9:26.
KBOI News Time is 9:30. Good morning, I'm Rick Worthington. Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump squaring off for the last time tonight. It's the final presidential debate will be in Las Vegas. You'll be able to hear it right here on 670 KBOI. Jim Roop reports many believe this also may be the most contentious of the debates.
While most say they want to hear more policy and less mudslinging, they also believe both candidates will wind up in the mud. Clinton, when pushed far enough, will go after Trump's temperament and alleged sexual misconduct. Trump, after Clinton's email scandal and stamina. But University of Nevada, Las Vegas professor Jacob Thompson says he believes the GOP candidate will not stop with just that.
I think he will literally throw everything in the kitchen sink, ranging from more talk of accusers against Bill Clinton to Breitbart-type conspiracy theories.
Among Trump's guests tonight will be the Kenyan-born half-brother of President Obama, and among Clinton's will be billionaire Mark Cuban. Jim Roop, Las Vegas.
Once again, that debate live tonight right here on 670 KBOI. In other news, federal health officials say the Zika virus has been detected in some units of blood that were donated in Florida.
The number is small, and officials say new testing in place on blood donations in high-risk areas has kept the virus from entering the blood supply. But the FDA tells the Seattle Times that a few additional potential positive donations are also under investigation. In Florida, the first state where Zika has been transmitted locally, the virus was detected by screening each collected unit of blood. The FDA won't say exactly how many units were Zika positive or when and where those donations were collected. I'm Jan Johnson.
Closing arguments began yesterday for the seven defendants who occupied the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge earlier this year. The Oregonian reports the U.S. District Judge telling the jury they are to apply the law to their verdict, whether they agree with the law or not. The defendants are charged with conspiring to prevent federal employees from doing their jobs at the refuge. Some of the defendants have also been accused of stealing government property and carrying firearms at the refuge. Closing arguments will resume again today. It's possible they could conclude, and that would allow jurors to begin their deliberations. And from there, your guess is as good as mine as how long it will take to review all the evidence and make a decision. Of course, when that decision comes, we'll bring it to you here on 670 KBOI. An airplane heading from Idaho to Sacramento is believed missing in the Sierra Nevada mountains today. The Sacramento Bee tells us heavy rain and gusty winds over the last few days haven't helped the search crews, but they are resuming that search for a small engine plane today. It was the El Dorado County Sheriff's Office that put crews on the ground to search for the Cessna by foot. The plane was reported missing on Saturday evening. Last known position was in a rugged area of the mountain range just southwest of Lake Tahoe. You may have heard something about this a few moments ago. The NFL television ratings are down.
More Americans watch pro football than any other sport on TV, but ratings are down 11% from this point last year. There's no real answer to the downward trend. Some NFL owners blame the election. The first two presidential debates ran opposite nationally televised games. Others blame the changing landscape of players, while critics point to the rules and safety crackdowns like those labeling it the No Fun League. TV viewing habits are also changing rapidly, but it's too early to take away the NFL's crown as the nation's most popular sport, as even some of the lower-rated regular season games still have drawn more viewers than the baseball playoffs. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Let's take a look at some real-time numbers for you this morning. The Dow Jones Industrials up 61 points now. The S&P is also up 5, but the NASDAQ, it's fallen a point. I'm Rick Worthington, 670 KBOI.
Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
KBOI News Time, 9:36. Just heard five things Trump should do tonight, things he should address during the debate. Whether or not he does remains to be seen. Now, Hillary Clinton's turn in the barrel.
Okay. Five things that she needs to get done tonight if she wants to sway anyone. First of all, the WikiLeaks cloud. There's been a stream of embarrassing email exchanges between Podesta, her, the head of her campaign, and Clinton aides made public through the website WikiLeaks. The campaign argues the hacked communications are being released through a Russian government attempt to influence the U.S. election. However, they're not denying that most of them are exactly the way they were written by Podesta. So there are some that are embarrassing. They include exchanges showing internal concerns about everything from Hillary's ability to convey sincerity to her use of the private email server. While there is no single smoking gun, collectively the messages risk painting a cynical view of her campaign that could endure beyond the election. Clinton must have an effective rejoinder that doesn't revolve solely around blaming the Russians for everything.
Yeah.
That would be, well, and it's like,
no, you're right.
I heard this, and I don't remember if it was Bill Cosby or somebody else, but it was a couple of years ago, and so a woman had been sexually accosted by somebody, and then they had settled out of court, and he had paid her off, but he had paid for her silence.
And part of the court settlement was she wasn't supposed to tell the story. Mm-hmm. And then a few years went by and she told the story. And whoever it was, I can just remember them standing in front of a microphone and saying, well, she wasn't supposed to say anything. That was clearly,
they
were saying, well, now that we know that you sexually accosted her, what do you have to say about that? She wasn't supposed to tell.
Yeah.
As if that's the only subject.
That's not right.
Number two, they say, buck up, liberals. The biggest risk for Clinton is a demoralized Democratic base, mainly among liberals whose first choice was Senator Bernie Sanders of Vermont.
You know, that I haven't heard that before, but it's very true. The Democrats aren't exactly jubilant over what's happening.
No. Not entirely. There were lots of them. And what's funny is it seems like Republican voters chose Trump, whereas the Republican National Committee really wanted somebody like Ted Cruz, mm-hmm. Somebody that was already in the Senate.
Right.
With the Democrats, it seemed like the Democratic voters chose Bernie, but the Democratic National Committee made sure that Hillary was going to win anyway, with all of the superdelegates and things like that. But it says she needs to reactivate President Obama's winning coalition that relied on strong turnout among young people and African Americans. Trashing Trump probably isn't enough, and time is running out. Some WikiLeaks exchanges underscore just how significant a struggle this has been for her all along. In one exchange, shortly after she lost New Hampshire to Bernie Sanders, Joel Benenson, the campaign's chief strategist, expressed uncertainty about what she believes or wants her core message to even be. Now, this was less than a year ago, and even her own people were saying, well, what is it she's trying to say here? Now, here's the next one. Let Trump be Trump. Since the first debate on September 26th at Hofstra, Clinton's largely stayed out of the spotlight as Trump's campaign reels from accusations about his treatment of women, including allegations of sexual misconduct and just stuff that he's talked about with what they call the locker room talk.
Right.
She's kept a lighter campaign schedule than Trump, opting for private fundraisers and intense debate preparations, while allegations about Trump's past behavior and his response to them have dominated the headlines. But also just about every day when he's speaking to groups of people, he tells them, she's not out here talking to you and I am.
Yeah. And he's sent a couple of things. A, her health.
Right.
And B, the fact that she's hiding.
And yesterday he said, I'm out here working and she's not. And
she's sleeping.
And he said, that's just what it'll be like after November 8th. I'll be working and she won't.
Yeah.
Now, in an election where the public is overwhelmingly negative about both of their options, the outcome appears to hinge on which candidate proves to be the least unpopular choice. In that context, it makes sense for Clinton to pull her punches if it looks like Trump is continuing to drive up his own negative ratings.
Yep.
And we both said that if they would simply not.
Yeah, Trump is his own worst enemy.
Talk about how great you are, how great your policies are, how great your party is, and don't necessarily just pick on the other person. Because people are tired of that, I think.
Yep.
Next one, sharpen your answer on trade. Of all the WikiLeaks emails, the most politically damaging may be an excerpt of a 2013 Clinton speech to a Brazilian bank in which she said her dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders. And hemispheric, that means everybody in North and South America would have completely open borders and completely open trade. So naturally, that would mean that any jobs that we have in the United States could move someplace else in the Western Hemisphere that would be cheaper to operate.
Yeah, not popular.
Which people who want jobs don't like that. The transcripts of Clinton's paid Wall Street speeches have been a flashpoint since the primaries, and this excerpt probably shows why she's kept them under wraps. The statement risks inflaming both her liberal base by pining for the same free trade deals they've railed against, and Trump's voters by calling for a freewheeling system of open immigration. They also stand in contrast to the positions that she's taken publicly in the campaign, as Clinton's insisted she's a critic of trade deals that have hurt U.S. workers and denied she is for totally open borders.
Yep.
The debate moderator, Fox News's Chris Wallace, is almost guaranteed to ask her about that. And then the final suggestion for Clinton: be ready literally for anything. Based on numerous polls, Trump is trailing Clinton by margins that have proved to be historically difficult to recover from. But during the last debate, Trump invited women who have accused Bill Clinton of sexual assault to the debate Hall to try to confront the former president, and in order to create an embarrassing spectacle tarnishing her image, with Trump already potentially positioning himself for a defeat, arguing the system is rigged, it's anyone's guess as to what kind of opposition research he will throw out or what kind of made-for-TV spectacle that he will orchestrate.
We know he's bringing President Obama's half-brother.
And he's very likely to do something considerably more bold on national TV than she would.
Yeah. When we return, we'll tell you what millennials want to see and hear tonight. It's 9:44.
A couple instant messages here. Eric of Caldwell says, I can't watch an NFL game as there is a commercial after every play, penalty, or sneeze. Yeah, if you're kind of in a hurry.
Oh, he's talking about the NFL?
Yeah, probably an NFL game is not.
You ever been to one live?
Yeah, I've been to.
All you do is sit there.
I think I've been to three or four.
You sit there for minute after minute after minute. Here's Doc.
While they go to TV.
Well, that's why they sell a lot of beer there, because people are just sitting.
Yeah.
So
for a long time.
Yeah, 3.5 hours.
And if you're sitting, sometimes it seems like there's no action more than there's action.
Right. Rob of Nampa says, I worry with the Clinton camp continually blaming the Russians. If it is unsubstantiated, what will the backlash be? In other words, do the Russians have something to say about this?
Hmm.
And Bob of Boise says, I wonder how many former presidents have done extremely womanizing acts against women back when there was no issue. This is just dividing this country even more, and it's nonsense.
Yeah, I mean, you know, they've proven Eisenhower had a mistress. And
Kennedy.
Kennedy, of course. I don't know about.
Well, yeah, and if you watch
a lot of the other ones.
That show Timeless was last night.
And,
and that even had something about one of Kennedy's proven.
Notorious ones.
Notorious mistresses, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Joy of Boise says Chris Wallace has a reputation as a serious journalist, not a Fox News partisan like Sean Hannity, and I hope Wallace lives up to that reputation by not slipping into Fox News slant. On the other hand, if you've listened to Sean Hannity lately, Hannity has been very critical of Trump, and a lot of people don't like that.
Yeah. All right. Results are in. Millennials want to hear Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump and Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton discuss the economy and jobs.
Mm-hmm.
As Americans gear up for their third and final debate, which will be at UNLV tonight, and you can hear it right here, recent polls show what millennials want the candidates to cover in the USA Today College Twitter poll. We ask millennials what they want to hear about most during the debate.
Okay.
The leading topic, the economy and jobs, 41% thought that was the bomb right there.
Well, and that makes sense. Millennials are
about to join the job pool.
Essentially, depending on whose definition you take, they're people who are 34 and younger.
Right.
34 down to about 16.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, they would be very concerned with jobs and.
And since
jobs with futures.
And since this was a college Twitter poll, I would assume that most of these millennials
are going for jobs.
Are going for jobs. So that makes sense.
So they want them to exist when they're ready.
Yeah. Economy and jobs, 41%. 22% student debt.
Well, again.
Again, and
I'm surprised it's only 22% that want to know about that.
Well. Yeah, you know how I feel about student debt. I mean, mm-hmm. We did a story yesterday about, students borrow money, some of them borrow way more than they have to, live in, townhouses, drive new cars, wear new clothes, and,
We had that story a few months ago that said, according to a survey, people in their 90s were actually happier than people in their 60s and 70s. And we speculated that it was because they're closer to paying off their student loans.
Okay, student debt second. Number three, social justice.
Okay.
Yeah. More active.
And of course, that's in the news all the time.
Yeah, and more active at that age than
you
may be when you're older. And this one surprised me. The fourth biggest thing, climate change.
Oh, really? That's number four?
Number four was 17%.
Interesting.
Climate change.
Well, I suppose if you are at the age where you're planning to live another 50 or 60 years at least, then maybe you want to know what's coming down the pike.
There was also a January poll by Rock the Vote, which shows these responses basically have remained consistent over the past few months. The online survey sampled 1,141 adults ages 18 through 34, as you said, and showed what the top issues were, which we just gave to you.
I think if you ask older people, though, my guess is climate change would be way down the list.
Yeah.
Because number one, a lot of people don't believe in it anyway. And number two, a lot of older people think, well, I've got more important things to worry about than something that's going to happen 100 years from now.
Well, I think that I think there's little doubt that the climate is changing, but I'm not sure how much, how responsible. I mean, September was the hottest month in the history of the planet. Well, recently. Since they've been able to measure it.
Since we've been keeping records, which, by the way, is a small percentage of the history of the planet.
Yeah, so it is getting warmer. Is that a natural thing, or is man pushing it? I don't know. I have no
idea. That's also a good question.
Yeah.
David Boise says, talking about the women who have accused Trump, have these women been cross-examined? Have they taken a lie detector test? Is what they are saying being taken out of context like most everything else I am hearing? Come on, folks, don't be fooled by the smoke and mirrors. And again, when it comes to that, you don't know because you weren't there. I wasn't there. You weren't there. The only people that were there, I guess, were Donald Trump and the women, assuming that any of these things happened at all.
And there are the other people who say, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Exactly. Dave Boise says, I would like to know if the whole world has access to see the debate. Can you imagine what they must think of us here in America? It's embarrassing. As a citizen of this country, I understand the tactics, but it's no way for a leader to be chosen.
Did you see that ad the Canadians did?
No.
Canadians did an ad saying, we still love you, USA. We need you to get your stuff together because we depend on you for so much stuff. Stop this fighting and bickering. Get along with each other because Canada loves you and needs you. It was pretty funny, but pretty enlightening at the same time because they're concerned. They're going, wow, what the heck's going on to the South? It's amazing stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
And when we went to Canada this summer, and that's all they wanted to talk about. When they found out you're from America, it's all they wanted to talk about.
Really?
How did you arrive at those two?
I didn't.
Who do you favor? Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't me.
What's wrong with you people?
H.G. McCall says, for me, the election boils down to, do I want things to continue as they have for the last 8 years, or do I want to change? One, I don't know exactly how it will go, but it will bring this country more to what I remember it being decades ago. I'm going for the unknown, a change.
I liked it decades ago when my father bought me dinner and stuff. And I just had to go out and shoot marbles.
We had to do was go out and play and somebody else worried about everything.
Yep. Debate tonight. Hear it right here on Newstalk 670 KBOI, 7 o'clock. Something to think about with Mike Rogers is next, brought to you by Boise Church of Christ, where church is family. Check them out at boisechurch.org.